Section 1. Listening. This section of the test has three parts. You will hear four recordings which you will listen to twice. While listening, answer the questions in the appropriate part of the test. Follow the instructions. When answering questions in the first and second parts, use the answer sheet labelled with a cross. When answering questions in the third part, use the answer sheet labelled with a pen. Now prepare the answer sheet labelled with a cross. Part 1. In this part, you will hear two different extracts. In the first extract, you will hear an interview with Duma Arantes, a Portuguese painter. In the second extract, you will hear an interview with Sophie Turner, a popular English actress who starred in the American fantasy TV series Game of Thrones. For the following statements 1 to 10, choose the correct answer A, B, C or D. There is always only one correct answer. Mark your answers on the answer sheet labelled with a cross. Now you have 2 minutes to read the tasks. Now listen to part 1. Extract 1, an interview with Duma Arantes.
Duma Arantes was born in Lisbon, Portugal, where she currently lives and works. She studied painting and drawing at the National Society of Fine Arts in Lisbon. In the following interview, Duma Arantes will talk about her artistic process. What does your typical day look like?
I usually get up at 8:30 a.m. to start teaching, painting, and drawing classes in my studio. After lunch, it's my time, and I paint all afternoon. At the end of the day, I like to relax with a book or the TV, and I like to end the week with a concert, if I can.
Can you tell us about your creative process?
I always start with a photograph. I'll use photos I've taken or from other sources. Then I cut out the part of the photo I want to use for reference. I'll draw on it, dividing it into all its different elements of shade and light. This helps my painting look like an illustration. Then I draw directly on the canvas, transferring the image with the maximum precision I can. Next, I start to paint the first layer. Later, I add a second and a third layer of oil and more glazings. I love all the possibilities oil paint gives. The smoothness and elasticity are amazing.
How would you describe your style?
It's clean and precise, like a digital illustration. I love graphic design and photography, so I decided to incorporate that feeling in my work.
What is it that draws you to the female face? And why do you never show all of it?
It's interesting that even as a child, I always liked to draw people. especially my dolls. Now, I paint only parts of female figures. My goal is not to represent anyone specific, but rather the female universe with all its beauty, tenderness, fragility, strength, and also its contradictions. I enjoy the mysterious side of human nature. My characters are never revealed in their entirety. I leave room for interpretation. I think my art possesses more life when the viewer is given space to create a character. Every person sees different things, and that is fascinating. The artwork is completed in the mind of each individual spectator.
Do you have any advice for younger artists?
Be genuine in your art. Don't try to represent things that you don't care about.
Extract 2. An interview with Sophie Turner.
Sophie Turner is in the process of becoming one of Britain's most popular stars. Having experienced a decade of untold savagery, destruction, and bloody battles as Sansa Stark in Game of Thrones, Turner is beginning the next chapter as Jean Grey in X-Men: Dark Phoenix. In the following interview, Sophie Turner will tell us more about her acting career and personal life. How does X-Men: Dark Phoenix differ from previous films?
Well, I'd say it's far more character-driven and emotional. In the same way as Logan was different in style from the other Wolverine and X-Men films, this is a family drama rather than a superhero movie.
3 years ago, when you first played Jean Grey in X-Men: Apocalypse, did you know that the producers were preparing to make her a central figure?
Absolutely not. When I was playing Jean Grey in the previous movie, there were vague rumours that the Dark Phoenix story from the comics might be adapted for the follow-up movie. It was only a year and a half later that Simon Kinberg invited me to lunch and told me what he was planning. I was frightened because in the comic world, this particular plotline is a big deal, so it meant that I would be under a lot of pressure. But at the same time, it was a real honour to be taking up the challenge.
What was it like for you and the other cast members during the final weeks of filming Game of Thrones?
It was an extremely emotional time. I was lucky that on my last day I was surrounded by the cast. We had been shooting the same scene for 5 days. It's been nearly a decade for me, the majority of my life really. I'm still processing it. I haven't accepted that it's over yet. I will absorb it until next year when I'm back in Belfast with my Game of Thrones family.
Do you think that spending your adolescence, your formative years, on one of the most successful TV series in history has distorted your experience or view of life in any way?
Yes and no. I grew up in the spotlight from the age of 13 to 21, which is generally the most turbulent time for every girl. Those are the years that are difficult, even if you're leading a normal life. You feel insecure and experience a lot of self-doubt. At times, it wasn't easy for me.
Do you think that growing up in the constant company of adult actors meant that you matured differently from other young women?
I think so. When you're starting your career at a young age, you're forced to grow up much faster. Also, playing a character like Sansa and having to endure all the things she did toughens you up. In the last couple of seasons, she began to understand the rules of the game and to take control of her life, using her understanding of politics to achieve what others do with weapons.
Now listen again. Extract 1. An interview with Duma Arantes.
Duma Arantes was born in Lisbon, Portugal, where she currently lives and works. She studied painting and drawing at the National Society of Fine Arts in Lisbon. In the following interview, Duma Arantes will talk about her artistic process. What does your typical day look like?
I usually get up at 8:30 a.m. to start teaching, painting, and drawing classes in my studio. After lunch, it's my time, and I paint all afternoon. At the end of the day, I like to relax with a book or the TV, and I like to end the week with a concert, if I can.
Can you tell us about your creative process?
I always start with a photograph. I'll use photos I've taken or from other sources. Then I cut out the part of the photo I want to use for reference. I'll draw on it, dividing it into all its different elements of shade and light. This helps my painting look like an illustration. Then I draw directly on the canvas, transferring the image with the maximum precision I can. Next, I start to paint the first layer. Later, I add a second and a third layer of oil and more glazings. I love all the possibilities oil paint gives. The smoothness and elasticity are amazing.
How would you describe your style?
It's clean and precise, like a digital illustration. I love graphic design and photography, so I decided to incorporate that feeling in my work.
What is it that draws you to the female face? And why do you never show all of it?
It's interesting that even as a child, I always liked to draw people, especially my dolls. Now, I paint only parts of female figures. My goal is not to represent anyone specific, but rather the female universe with all its beauty, tenderness, fragility, strength, and also its contradictions. I enjoy the mysterious side of human nature. My characters are never revealed in their entirety. I leave room for interpretation. I think my art possesses more life when the viewer is given space to create a character. Every person sees different things, and that is fascinating. The artwork is completed in the mind of each individual spectator.
Do you have any advice for younger artists?
Be genuine in your art. Don't try to represent things that you don't care about.
Extract 2. An interview with Sophie Turner.
Sophie Turner is in the process of becoming one of Britain's most popular stars. Having experienced a decade of untold savagery, destruction, and bloody battles as Sansa Stark in Game of Thrones, Turner is beginning the next chapter as Jean Grey in X-Men: Dark Phoenix. In the following interview, Sophie Turner will tell us more about her acting career and personal life. How does X-Men: Dark Phoenix differ from previous films?
Well, I'd say it's far more character-driven and emotional. In the same way as Logan was different in style from the other Wolverine and X-Men films, this is a family drama rather than a superhero movie.
3 years ago, when you first played Jean Grey in X-Men: Apocalypse, did you know that the producers were preparing to make her a central figure?
Absolutely not. When I was playing Jean Grey in the previous movie, there were vague rumours that the Dark Phoenix story from the comics might be adapted for the follow-up movie. It was only a year and a half later that Simon Kinberg invited me to lunch and told me what he was planning. I was frightened because in the comic world, this particular plotline is a big deal, so it meant that I would be under a lot of pressure. But at the same time, it was a real honour to be taking up the challenge.
What was it like for you and the other cast members during the final weeks of filming Game of Thrones?
It was an extremely emotional time. I was lucky that on my last day I was surrounded by the cast. We had been shooting the same scene for 5 days. It's been nearly a decade for me, the majority of my life really. I'm still processing it. I haven't accepted that it's over yet. I will absorb it until next year when I'm back in Belfast with my Game of Thrones family.
Do you think that spending your adolescence, your formative years, on one of the most successful TV series in history has distorted your experience or view of life in any way?
Yes and no. I grew up in the spotlight from the age of 13 to 21, which is generally the most turbulent time for every girl. Those are the years that are difficult, even if you're leading a normal life. You feel insecure and experience a lot of self-doubt. At times, it wasn't easy for me.
Do you think that growing up in the constant company of adult actors meant that you matured differently from other young women?
I think so. When you're starting your career at a young age, you're forced to grow up much faster. Also, playing a character like Sansa and having to endure all the things she did toughens you up. In the last couple of seasons, she began to understand the rules of the game and to take control of her life, using her understanding of politics to achieve what others do with weapons.
Now you have 30 more seconds to complete the tasks.